Hello.
Hi, my name is Shani. I'm giving you a courtesy callback that was requested today from customer service.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I need to get out of the stop the subscription. That's what I need to do.
Okay, what's your zip code to locate the account?
Okay, 77046.
Thank you. And your name, please?
Deborah Hall.
He said Deborah Hall.
Yes, ma'am. Deborah.
All right, give me one moment to pull up an account.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And could you confirm your address for me, please?
Yes, ma'am. 14 Greenway, one word, Greenway Plaza, 5N, Houston, Texas, 77046.
Would you have a different address?
Nope, that's the only address.
Okay. So I wasn't able to pull up an account for you. Could you provide me
Well,
with your email to see if we can locate an account that way?
yeah. D, as in Deborah Hall, Hall, 0816 at S as in Sam, B as in boy, C as in cat, global.net.
Okay, and I still wasn't able to pull up an account. Well, what's the amount that you were charged?
I have to go look, but it was like $80, I believe. I'm gonna go look and see. I called my bank already, and this is the number that was charged. Let's see if I can pull it up again. Let's see. Actually, I got a fraud alert on it too. Seems like Southwest. I'll have to go get it off the computer, I guess. Let me go to the computer. Sorry about
Okay.
that.
No worries.
I had my order number. I don't know if
What's your
that's
order number?
maybe that'll come up that way. Let's see, it's 6810 27960.
I still didn't pull up anything under that. Bear with me.
I'm going to go online right now and see if I can find it.
Do you remember what you originally ordered?
Yes, please note that thank you for your order. It's a super power mini wireless BT speaker.
Okay.
Does that help you?
Helps me just a little bit. Let's see. No, I apologize for my silence. I'm still trying to find an account for you.
That's okay. The bank has gotten where you can't even get in there anymore. They have so many security things to go through.
And I'm just searching through our system. You have reached me here at a third-party call center, so we do handle about 300 different companies and their customer accounts. I'm
Oh,
not pulling
my.
up anything in our system, but I'm gonna see if you could possibly be with any other company. So that's what I'm
Okay.
searching for right now, so I can provide you with that conf the customer service number for them.
Okay, thank you.
And no other email could have been used but the SBC Global email?
Yes, ma'am, that's the only one I have.
Okay. So just bear with me. I'm sorry for the wait.
It's all right. I can't even get into the, they've got so messed up. Let's see.
And I'm still searching the system, okay? I appreciate your patience.
It's okay, I understand.
Okay. I did find the correct customer service number that you'll need to dial.
Oh, this is the number, though, that was charged. It was charged on.
Right. So what you're looking at on there, it's the merchant ID. So with the company, they do sell multiple products, but the specific number that they put you under is not what you purchased. So I need to give you the correct customer service number so they can open that account for you.
Okay. All right. What is that number?
Their number is going to be
855-454-9652. Okay. And is there an account number or something that they would be better?
It's going to be the 681-147-273. That's going to be your order number.
Okay.
And they should be able to give that number a call, and they should be able to pull up the account for you.
Okay, no, my order number was 681-027-960. You gave me 681-147-273.
That's another one that's on the account. I'm just going by the charge. We were attempted to charge you the 6889, so that's the number to pull that up.
Okay. All right, well, I'll give them a call, and I thank you for returning my phone call.
No problem at all, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.